Members of the Judicial Service Staff Association of Ghana has sued its national executives for breaching the constitution of the association. In a writ filed at the High Court, the members are seeking a declaration that their continued stay in office of its executives constitutes a breach of the service's constitution as a 3-year term of office expired last September. The association members are therefore calling for a perpetual injunction restraining the executives from holding themselves as persons with executive positions. Here is a report by Amasewa Bidiago.
The tenure of office of the National President, the National Vice President, the General Secretary, the Assistant General Secretary, the National Treasurer, and the National Women's Organizer, all employees of the Judicial Service and members of JUSAG, ended on 2nd September last year, but are still in office. Their continued stay is based on a resolution passed to extend their tenure on grounds that the association did not have funds to organize the triennial National Delegates Conference by the chairman and members of the regional advisory councils. However, the constitution of JUSAC does not make provision for the purported extension of tenure by the chairman and members of the regional advisory councils. It is the claim of the JUSAC members that the National Delegates Conference is the supreme law-making body of the association and is mandated to formulate policies to guide the administration of the body. The conference is mandatorily required to be held every 3 years to, among other things, elect national officers and discuss audited accounts as well as formulate policies for effective financial administration. JUSAC members said the executives failed to organize the National Delegates Conference slated September 3, 2011 and have increased dues paid by members without prior approval of the National Delegates Conference. The executives are accused of paying themselves unapproved allowances. Their writ further states that in their quest to find amicable solution, the members of JUSAC petitioned the Chief Justice, who set up a committee under the leadership of Justice J.A. Akamba, an appeal court judge. It was agreed upon at this committee that the executives vacate their office and an interim national executive appointed to manage the affairs of the association. The triennial National Delegate Conference was to be convened and elections conducted. The executives failed to cooperate with the committee and refused to attend subsequent follow-up meetings for further discussions to achieve an amicable settlement, but continue to withdraw money from JUSAC's coffers and use other properties of the association. The motion was expected to be moved at the Fast Track High Court, but counsel for the executives of JUSAC said the defense had filed a motion to seek leave of the court to join names of those who asked the executives to stay in office in their defense.
Amasewa Bidiako reporting.